Hard to believe this. It's been 10 years since MasterChef first debuted on Australian TV, launching here an obsession with reality TV cooking shows.
Australia's first MasterChef has to have that kind of genius that sometimes fails and sometimes succeeds amazingly.
This week, MasterChef returns for its 11th season, and we're joined now by News.com TV and film critic Wenli Marigan. Hello, Wenli.
Hi.
What is it about MasterChef that's kept it so popular and relevant after a decade? I tried it once, stuck with it for the second season, but it's a huge time commitment.
It is a huge time commitment. I think for a lot of people, reality shows like MasterChef, it has the appeal of a set and forget. You can go home and you know what you're going to watch that night. One less decision to make in the day. But I think with MasterChef, it's aspirational. And it's inspirational. And I think for a lot of people, that's still quite refreshing, especially when it comes to reality TV, when the format's become more scandalous, it's become more about drama. And here you have this show that's almost purist in a way, because they really do celebrate food, they celebrate cooking.
Skill.
And they celebrate skills, and they celebrate people who are obsessed with, you know, dragon fruit, or get really excited when Jamie Oliver turns up. And, you know, they do get high profile names to show up year after year. It has this air of prestige.
Yeah, well, I get pretty excited if Jamie Oliver turned up too. Has anything changed much for this season?
What they've done this year is they've brought in three new mentors. And what's a little bit different is that they're former contestants, Billy McKay from, I think, 2015, Po Ling from the first season, and a guy named Matt Sinclair from season 8. And I think what it speaks to is the show's legacy in producing these really successful contestants. If you head over to SBS Food Channel, half their on-air presenters are former MasterChef contestants. And it just sort of once again brings home the fact that this is a show where they're really actually interested in the foodie journey.
And how does MasterChef compare still to, in ratings terms, I mean, to shows like, for instance, My Kitchen Rules or any of the other?
It's down from where it first started, but I think all TV shows are down. Last year, it still averaged almost 1 million in the capital cities. That's still pretty good. It's still Channel 10's most successful ratings show by far. And I mean, they tried to change the format once. They saw that MKR was sort of surging, and they made it more competitive and made it a bit more, you know, just, I guess scandalous. And it didn't work.
Right.
Their loyal viewers left them.
Okay, away from cooking shows, this week a dark comedy on Netflix called Dead to Me. It stars Christina Applegate and Linda Cardellini. Two women meet in a grief support group. Tell us a bit more.
Yeah, so they meet in this grief support group. Christina Applegate plays a woman named Jen, who is the mother of two boys, and her husband was killed in a hit and run a few months ago. And so it's a little bit about sort of what happens to your life when the rug's been pulled out from under you. And so these two women, you know, they form a friendship, but Judy, who is Linda Cardellini's character, who seems very sort of free-flowing and she burns sage and does cleansings, has actually got a lot of dark secrets of her own.
Okay, it's described as a dark comedy. It's about grief. It sounds quite serious. It sounds like it could be a some kind of drama almost. But is it funny?
It doesn't have a high laughs per minute ratio, but it's certainly got like this very sort of wicked wit that flows underneath it all. And it is also a mystery as well.
Okay, is it good?
It's pretty fun.
Okay, what else? You've been looking at the guide for us. What should we look at this week?
The season 6 of the sci-fi show, The 100, is back this week. That's from tomorrow. Who Do You Think You Are is back for its 10th season on SBS tomorrow. And that's got Scott Cam and Dr. Carl. I think they're following Jennifer Byrne as well. And then Talking About Your Generation is back on Channel 9 with Sean McAuliffe.
Okay, some tried and true TV there. Wenli, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Wenli Ma, TV and film critic at news.com.au. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 8:30.